Former U.S. Senate Foreign Policy Analyst James Dutras joins us to shed more light on this. Well, James Dutras, Germany has been consistent. They asked the United States, France, and Britain not to supply arms to the insurgents. In the meantime, they've asked Russia also not to supply military equipment to the Syrian governments. But is it going to make any difference?
I hope it may make a difference. I think Germany's voice carries a lot of weight, certainly in Europe. I think it is a cautionary note to the British and the French, and possibly to the U.S. government as well, not to do this. I think it shows that reasonable people are conscious of, as she says, incalculable destructive consequences that might ensue for providing weapons to the kind of terrorists we see in the anti-Assad forces. I would also note that recently 10 members of the U.S. House of Representatives introduced a bill to prohibit U.S. assistance to the Syrian rebels. It has little chance of passing, but I think it shows that there is a shift of mood in some Western countries.
And when you talk about the shift of moods and the dire consequences that it entails, you would think that there should be more of a proactive stance coming. I mean, is there any way to stop this spiraling out of control with the arming of these weapons as it has been finalized in that Friends of Syria meeting in Doha, of which, we heard what Qatar said, that, it's the weapons and the type of weapons that are going to turn this around. Why are they still under that idea that that's going to make a difference? When I'm looking down a list of what the Syrian army has, 5,000 tanks, 2,500 infantry fighting vehicles, 325 tactical aircraft, not to mention the 295,000 active personnel and 314,000 reserves.
It seemingly it is a mystery, but I think the thing that we need to keep focused on here is the role of Saudi Arabia, hardly a paragon of democracy or of moderation. It is precisely the most radical, the most bloodthirsty groups that the Saudis would want to support. We saw a report recently that two people were beheaded with knives in front of a crowd, including children, because they were accused of helping the government. They had Chechen accents, it appears. These are the kind of foreign fighters we're seeing flocking to Syria. Now, whether providing heavier weapons can turn the tide of the battle that seems to be shifting in favor of the government is an open question, but the question should be, and I think increasingly is that a good idea? Can that possibly produce the kind of results that the Western countries can live with?
Very well. Thank you so much. As usual, a pleasure to hear you. James Dutras, former U.S. Senate Foreign Policy Analyst there from Washington. Thank you.